My name is Jamie Atkinson, founder of podcastclosing.com, and this show is built for 6 and 7 figure entrepreneurs with podcasts who are looking to grow and scale their customer acquisition using that show. If you're a 6 or 7 figure entrepreneur with a podcast and you want to get featured on this show to talk about your own podcast journey, go to top100interview.com. Now over to your glamorous host, Brittany Chaterbuck, and don't forget to subscribe for daily interview content.
Jamie, let's talk about resilience and the journey to success. You know, the power of failing and all that revolves around that. You have a very inspirational story. You have gone through very, very extremely hard times and have risen above and gotten to the success that you're at today, which is extreme. So I really would love for you to be able to come on here today, share your story, and talk to us about resilience and, you know, how powerful things can be when they do go wrong and when things do fail and what can come from that.
Brilliant. Thank you. And thank you for having me, Britt. It's lovely to be here.
Such a pleasure. Yes.
So, I mean, look, the whistle stops journey of my story is 9 years ago, nearly 10 years ago now. On the 6th of January, 2014, I went to bed. During my sleep, I had a massive spasm. I ruptured my spine, causing catastrophic damage to my lower sensory nerves. And as a result, I woke up paralyzed. So I had this journey of more than just resilience. I had to like literally start from scratch and relearn, learn how to do things, learn my environment, learn how to use a wheelchair, change my career. Like everything kind of got, it wasn't just one thing. It was like the whole perspective all kind of got bundled up and I had to figure it out. And in that time, I found myself. I found my pathway, my calling, if you like. And since then, I've won multiple awards. I'm a professional athlete. I survived a suicide attempt. Because this is the thing, and this is what people don't realize. People look at you and they go, oh, yeah, he's had a tough time. But it's the mental challenges that you have to overcome rather than just the physical. And it's like that in business, right? So obviously being an entrepreneur as well, business is, I would say it's a set amount percentage of physical challenge of getting everything right, doing the right things. But then there's this mental bit going on in the background going, you know, am I capable? Am I struggling? Am I going to be able to pay the mortgage? Am I going to pay other people's mortgages? You know, it's all of those same sort of challenges. And I felt like that when I was going through my journey and actually waking up paralyzed, I just felt like I was a burden on everybody. I felt I was a burden on society, on my wife, on my friends, on my family. And I took a very conscious decision to attempt suicide because I genuinely thought that the world would be better off without me. And so I attempted suicide. A friend of mine came in, he had a conversation with me, I survived that. And through that journey, I then found sport. And with sport, I found a network. And this is the thing with, again, relating it back to business. Life is that. Life is a network. You start networking literally when you're in the sandpit as a toddler and you never stop. But your network changes through different periods of your life. So for me, I was now in a disabled community, but that disabled community gave me confidence. They gave me skills. They taught me how to use a wheelchair. They didn't know my condition. They didn't know necessarily my journey, but they had empathy for the journey that I was traveling. So that was sport. And with that, I ended up competing for my country, competing for Cardiff, competing for Wales, and also competing for GB. And effectively entered that professional athletes realm, which then created another kind of community and another kind of network. But I always had this challenge in my mind about climbing mountains. I love being in the mountains. Everest was always my goal ever since I was a child. And I'd had a poster on my wall since I was 7 of Mount Everest, you know, and it was always like one day, one day, one day, one day. And then one day came and I woke up paralyzed. And so you're back into that journey of, right, okay. And there was always a chance that I could walk, but no one really knew what that would look like. And as I started my physiotherapy and those little steps to the end goal, and And this is the thing. See, Everest was always that goal, that plan A. And we talk a lot about goals, and I'll hopefully we'll bring that up a bit more in the rest of the show. But we talk about goals and how do we set goals? But you see, Everest wasn't more than the goal. Everest was the dream. Everest was where I wanted to be. It's what I seen myself. It's my vision. It's the place I wanted to get to. And actually the goals were the locations, the set challenges, each step in order to achieve that dream. And that was one of the things I learned on Everest, was that actually there is a definitive connection between goals and dreams. You know, goals are everything you want to see, be, do, feel, and your dreams. Without your dreams, you can't create goals, and without setting goals, you'll never achieve your dreams. So this has always been kind of like driven into me. And so, yeah, so going through that kind of, it was an epic journey. And now obviously I get to talk about it all over the world, about my journey from waking up paralyzed from wheels to climbing Everest. And, you know, in the midst of all of that, there was cancer, which was another challenge of all on its own. You know, and that was a struggle. You know, chemo sucks, you know. And then during my time of chemo, then my mum ended up having collapsed, and she ended up getting diagnosed with a brain tumor. So now me and my mum were kind of going through this kind of pathway of teamwork, of when she wasn't having chemo, I was. When I wasn't having chemo, she was. And it meant that there was always someone strong enough to look after the other. And these are all lessons that I've kind of learned, and they're effectively still lessons that I put in my business. It's lessons that I share with my audiences, but it's also lessons that I share with my team as well. Those lessons of learning, those lessons of trying. And, you know, I look at what I've succeeded now, and it's funny that you talk about failure, you know, and getting back up. You look at everything that I've achieved, right? So when I was in school, I was the thick kid. I've got severe dyslexia and dyscalculia, and I'm ADHD. And my English teacher once told me that the only numbers I'd ever make up, my maths teacher told me the only numbers I'd ever make up were numbers on the benefits queue. My English teacher told me I had no concept of the English language. And every teacher I've ever had told me I talk too much. And now I'm 42 years old. I run 3 businesses. I'm a world record holder. I'm a retired professional athlete. I'm a published author. And I talk for a living. So, you know, it doesn't matter what people tell you. And if you allow them to beat you down, you'll never go any further. Where for me, I don't have that. So you look at like all of that stuff that I've succeeded, the hundreds of thousands of pounds I've raised for charity. I think we're probably in the region of £400,000 I've raised for charity over the last 10 years. You take that. You take the people. I get people messaging and emailing me every day, telling me that they've done something because of something I've said or because of something I've done. And that's very, very humbling. My business is successful, and the journey of that is successful. I'm successful in my marriage, although I've been divorced and I'm now remarried. I'm successful in life, and yet I nearly gave up on that. And you take everything that I've done, and we fear failure as a society. The fear of failure is the greatest phobia of all time. And yet
100%.
Absolutely. And yeah, if we take my life, just my life in general, and you look at everything that I've achieved, and there's enough out there to find that out, none of it would have happened if I hadn't failed. Because if I'd always been successful in everything that I've ever achieved, I'd have successfully killed myself and we wouldn't be having this conversation. And everything else that I've succeeded beyond that wouldn't have been possible. So failure is where we learn. Failure is where we grow. And we talk about resilience, but actually, what resilience is, you know, it's that power to overcome failing. It's that power to overcome the kickbacks and the knockbacks. I don't fail per se. I either win or I learn. So I take all of those lessons that I've learned over the period of time. And that is why I'm here where I am now, why we're having this conversation. It's why I'm able to go out there and inspire generations of people, hundreds of thousands of people all over the world. And I'm very privileged to be able to do that. But that comes with responsibility. But it's because of those failings that have got me to where I am today. And yet we fear failing. My message is always the same. Don't fear failure. Relish it. When you fall over, get back up. Because there's no crime of falling over. There's no crime getting it wrong. No one has ever on their deathbed regretted what they failed. They only ever regret what they didn't do. And that's probably one of my biggest messages is don't fear failure, relish failure, learn from it, step outside your comfort zone, expand your knowledge, expand your capabilities. Everything that we do, know, hear, taste, feel, learn, everything has come from other people's failing, whether it be ours or someone else's. So it's a great subject that you brought up, resilience and failing in the same context.
Jimmy, this is absolutely incredible. Thank you for sharing that and going and elaborating so deeply on the topic. I have a question in regards to everything that you've gone through. I mean, I think when it comes to resilience, you're really an expert behind it. So when we go through those times where we are, whether it's beaten down, told we're not like physically, but like emotionally or being told we're not able to ever reach this level that we want to go to and our dreams are getting beaten down, you know, we may on the outside not look like we have what it takes to get to this certain potential. Everyone around us is telling us, yeah, that'll never happen. You will never do this, that, da, 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 with or without them, you're nothing kind of thing. Yeah. How do you overcome? Because of course, I mean, maybe I don't know how you feel about this, but that's going to get to you, right? It could start a lot of self-doubt. Now, what would be your ultimate piece of advice when it comes to like stopping that self-doubt and really just like going for it anyway? And
I've got two bits of advice. Yeah, I've got two bits of advice there, right? So I can put every human being on the planet into two categories, okay? And it doesn't matter, like, I don't care about race, color, creed, sexuality. I don't care about any of that. You could be purple with yellow spots. It really doesn't bother me, right? You're in two categories, period. Radiators and drain pipes. So let me educate you, right? So a drain pipe has a fundamental use. It takes perfectly good drinking water off the roof of a building. It takes it down a pipe and it sticks it in the sewer. And it's the sewer is full of stuff that you would not want to drink, right? There's people that will come into your life and they will do this with your morality, with your inspiration, with your get up and go, with your drive, with your motivation. And we allow these people into our lives with zero consequence. We just open the door and welcome them in, right? I don't, okay? These are ugly people and I just cut them loose because I feel that if someone is holding me back, they're behind me. And if someone is dragging me down, they're below me. So the way to move forward is to just cut them loose, step over them and drive yourself to where you want to be. Now, radiators, however, they've got another purpose. They keep you warm. And with warmth, you feel safe. And with safety, you feel confident. And with confident, you feel motivated, inspired, and you feel like you can take on the world. Now, if you surround yourself with radiators, these are beautiful people. These are the people that push you outside your comfort zone and make you the best version of yourself. These are the people that will encourage you to be able to go out and do it, but won't mollycoddle you through the process. They will drive you. They will push you. They will motivate you, inspire you, make you, give you the confidence that you need to be the best version of yourself. And yet we don't necessarily concentrate on just surrounding ourselves with these beautiful human beings. Me, on the other hand, I only surround myself with these beautiful human beings. If someone starts putting me down, I'm like, yeah, and I'm done. Sorry. Like that's your opinion, not mine. And that says more about you than me. So, unless we're living in the same value, like I'm not sure we can hang out anymore. And I'm literally that brutal. And these days as well, especially with social media, we have the power of literally deleting people. Like we don't have to have them in our lives. We just press delete and then they're out of our life and they're gone. And we're in this world where we can just go, yeah, no thanks. And you choose the people that you surround yourself with, right? That's your privilege. That's on you. You can do that. So that's my first tip, right? Ditch the drain pipes, surround yourself with beautiful radiators. That's my first tip. The second one is your own mind. Now, the greatest battle of all time is the battle of your own mind. Okay.
Because
it will love you and loathe you in a single heartbeat. And there's very little you can do about it, but there's one main thing that you can do. And that's respect. Now, respect yourself. You cannot expect other people to respect you if you're not willing to respect yourself. respect the good times, respect the bad times. Now, I call them muddy puddle days, okay? And we have it in the office, you know, in the team, and the people are like, you're okay, I'm just having a muddy puddle day. The reason why they call muddy puddle days is that it starts off when I was living in a wheelchair, and you get into mud, it's really hard to push through mud. And eventually, if you work hard enough and you respect that you're in the mud and there's not a lot you can do, you've got to kind of just work through it. Eventually, you get through the mud. But that doesn't mean that the mud is gone. You don't just come out the mud perfectly clean. You've got to travel a bit of a distance before all the mud gets off your wheels. And I've moved that on now to your Wellington boots or whatever. You know, once you get through the mud, you've still got that little mud in your grip and you still got to kick it off and you've got a bit of time to do that. But that is actually a really good example of life. You know, some days we have good days and we're on the path and we're running and we're on full steam ahead. And then you hit the muddy puddle and you don't just go, oh, I'm in the mud, I'm just going to sit here and stop. You don't. You work your way through the mud one step at a time. You may lose a shoe or whatever, but you get there in the end and then you kick the mud off and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, actually, I'm back on it now. We need to do this with our mindset. So when you wake up in the morning and you go, God, you know what? Like I'm having a bad day. Like nothing's going right. I've got loads on my plate. My to-do list is the length of my arm. You know, what I need is some peace and quiet. Respect it and go and get your peace and quiet. Take the time out. Even if you're like, I can't do people today, so I'm going to stick my headphones in and I'm just not going to speak to anybody. If everybody respected that, we would have great days, because actually what makes a bad day worse is people. People make bad days worse days. Sometimes they don't necessarily mean it. Sometimes they're not, it's not their intention, but you end up like tied up with people but if they just left you alone, or you were just in a coffee shop on your own, or you're working on, you know, on your dining room table and you've got peace and quiet around you, you would annihilate it. And that's the big thing. So respect the muddy puddle days, respect the bad days. If you don't feel like getting out of bed because you're in that place, respect that as well. I mean, sometimes you have to, but respect it. And it's something we don't do. We kick ourselves for feeling down. We kick ourselves for not being on full steam. We kick ourselves for not being able to perform. But the truth of the matter is, nothing can perform 365 days a year for its whole life. Not even some of the highest level technology built and known to mankind cannot focus and manage at full power every single day. It's physically impossible. Everything has to have downtime. And it's something that we don't do enough of.
Jamie, thank you so, so much for diving into a whole nother topic on like setting those boundaries and respecting our needs as well. You know, it's so important. How can you, you know, fill up anyone else's cup or your business's if you're not filling up your own? So if you need to take that day where you're just like, I need to be alone, stick the headphones in, like do it. Because that is going to like actually lead you to success sooner, honestly, than, you know, just piling everything on when you need that second, right? To refuel. Yeah.
It's definitely something I learned when I was up in Everest, because like we were living on like 56% oxygen, you know what I mean? And you go into a coma at 50%. So everything is labored. Everything is planned. Everything is thought out. And actually, sometimes you just haven't got the energy to talk, or the energy to focus, or the energy to concentrate. So we had to respect that. Otherwise, we would have died. So it puts everything into perspective. But actually, life is no different on sea level as it is in altitude. We just cause our own problems. It's people that make our lives complicated, I think.
Yeah, and it's like, it's what gets around you that gets into the ship that'll sink you. You know, yeah. Or but how does that saying go? Maybe I totally said it wrong, but there's a saying like, you know, the ship doesn't sink
because of the water on the outside. It sinks because of the water on the inside. Yeah. It says something along those terms anyway, but you're absolutely right. You know, if you allow all of that stuff to come in, it will sink you. And it could be other people's problems. It could be other people moaning. I mean, we've all got that one friend that just does nothing but whinge and moan. And then every time you're around them, you just feel
drained.
drained. Exactly. Right. And why do you
suck
the
energy right out of you?
Because they're a drain pipe, right? So you feel drained because they're a drain pipe. That's what they've done. They've drained your life out of you. And we just allow these people to happen. But instead of just going, look, I can't be dealing with all of that right now. Because I've got my own stuff to deal with. And a lot of the time they don't care about that. So why do we allow them in? You know, why do we allow these people into our lives? I don't know. I don't get it. But I've done it way too many times, and now I don't. These people do not have a place in my life.
Jamie, you have been no, and that's what needs to happen in order to sustain what you're doing and getting to where you got to go and keep yourself happy. I actually, you know, not long ago went through the same thing. Like, you know. Sorry, guys, love you. I feel for you, but I cannot, like, I can no longer have that energy around me. It's way too draining for where I want to be and how I want to feel and how I want my energy to be, you know, like the frequency level I want to be on. So sometimes you have to cut ties or at least ask them to go do that somewhere else, right? So, Jamie, yeah. I appreciate you so much for coming on today with such inspiration. You know, talking about this resilience and being vulnerable and sharing your story, like, those are some of the hardest times anyone could go through. And for anyone listening today that maybe is going through something similar, reach out to Jamie. You know, he is, like I said, the expert in resilience. And, you know, he's gone through what feels like everything, you know, Jamie. So thanks for sharing. And I do want to give you the next couple of minutes here, just as we wrap up, for any last bits and pieces you want to share. And then, of course, touch on exactly what you've got going on in the businesses and the best way to connect with you.
Fantastic. So there is one other thing that I want to share. Okay. So I've got a condition called CRPS, complex regional pain syndrome. It's a fairly rare disease or it's fairly rarely known disease or condition. Now, most people with CRPS will lose a limb within the first 4 years of having the illness. I'm nearly 10 years in. For me, I can't lose a limb. Because I've got CRPS in my spinal column. So what will eventually happen to me is my internal organs, my sensory nerves and my internal organs will start to break down. And eventually my condition will be my demise. And I've come to terms with that. And as part of that coming to terms with, I've realized and put in perspective life in general. And that's why I want to share the message that I want to share, that, you know, it's not failure that defines us. It's not the disability that defines us. It's not falling over that defines us. It's how we get back up. And if people are listening into the show, take anything away from that. Just always remember that when you fall, get back up, because that's when you find your better self. Now, thank you again, Britt. Thank you so much for having me on the show. If anyone does want to reach out, you can Google my name. I'm everywhere and I know it, and I've worked very hard to get there. So I'm very chuffed to be able to say that. But if
he's not hard to find, guys.
No, I'm not hard to find. But if you do want to email me directly, it's jamie@cnobounds.co.uk. My website is jamiemccandrick.com. Again, you can get hold of me via that. I'm on all of the social medias, although I'm more proactive on Instagram and LinkedIn. So feel free to connect with me, send me a message. I always respond at some point. It's not always immediate because I am literally here, there and everywhere. And I'm very privileged to be able to do this and to do talks and to speak publicly all over the world, sharing my story and that message of always get back up. So it's been a great privilege to be on the show. And to have the opportunity to share that. And just remember, you know, respect yourself. You can't always be on full power. And when you fall, don't kick yourself. Get back up.
Thank you so much, Jamie. And like you said, you guys, you know, when you're down, you got to get back up, because there's a lot of people you got to prove wrong, you know, like Jamie's teachers and everyone that said he couldn't do this or that. Like, look where he is today. Look what he's accomplished. So thank you so much, my friend, for coming on as an actual, just the most inspirational story I've heard in so long. And I appreciate you. And, you know, you guys reach out to Jamie. Like I said, he's not hard to find, and everything will be in the show notes as well. Thank you so much, Jamie. And group, if you listened and enjoyed, please like and subscribe. If you'd like to come on just like Jamie did today, please go to www.podcastrebels.com and find the right show for you. Thanks, Jamie. Bye, guys. Catch you in the next episode.
Bye now.
Hey, everyone. I hope you really enjoyed that episode. As always, if you want to listen to more daily interview content, make sure you subscribe. And here's three ways I can help you in your business for free. One, check out my video on how we're building a pipeline that produces 30 plus prime sales calls every single week using podcast setters and a basic interview funnel. And this is actually how I was able to quit social media forever. You can go to podcastrebels.com/setters. Two, if you're a 6 or 7-figure entrepreneur with a podcast, we actually want to interview you on one of our top 100 shows. Head to top100interview.com. And then three, download our podcast closing formula. It shows you how to create a podcast sales team that books out your sales calendar each week using the podcast closing client attraction method. And you can go to podcastrebels.com/podcast formula. Now at podcastclosing.com, we help 6 and 7-figure entrepreneurs with podcasts create a system for predictable client acquisition without relying on paid advertising or social media by building out podcast sales teams. Now, if you want help turning your podcast into a high-ticket client acquisition machine, then book a call with our team to see how we can help. Go to podcastrebels.com/chat. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next interview.